This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. At the ASEAN Security Summit in Singapore, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says there's still a ways to go. The United States remains confident, it says, in North Korea's commitment to denuclearize.
The process of achieving denuclearization of the North Korean peninsula is one that I think we have all known would take some time. But I must say, for my meetings here, the world is united in seeing this achieved.
President Trump has just received a letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un and responded quickly with a letter of his own. Correspondents following up on their Singapore summit in June came amid fresh concerns over Pyongyang's commitment to denuclearization despite a rosy picture of progress being painted by Mr. Trump. Zimbabwe's newly elected president, Emmerson Mnangagwa, has called on the country to unite a day after he was declared the narrow winner in the election.
Though some will inevitably be disappointed with the outcome, I urge everyone to be calm and peaceful and to look forward.
Mnangagwa's chief opponent in this week's election, Nelson Chamisa, said the poll was a fraud and pledged to challenge the result. World Health Organization says it foresees huge difficulties ahead in efforts to combat the latest Ebola outbreak in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Ebola is a constant threat in the DRC as the virus thrives in heavily forested areas. The detention of a retired Chinese academic who was taken into custody during a live television interview with VOA has sparked criticism from human rights and activists and analysts who worry the Chinese government is increasingly cracking down on dissidents. This is VOA News. China's Religious Affairs Administration says it will investigate claims a high-ranking Buddhist monk has been sexually harassing nuns. Reuters' Grace Lee has her story.
Abbot Xue Cheng is being accused of sexually harassing nuns and coercing them into sex, all revealed in a document leaked by two former monks. Xue Cheng is the head of the Buddhist Association of China, the youngest person to ever hold that position, with more than a million followers on the Chinese social network Weibo. He's also a political advisor to the government and the latest case of a prominent figure accused of sexual misconduct in China. The 95-page document reveals extensive details with screenshots of explicit text messages allegedly sent by Xue Cheng, telling nuns they could be purified through physical contact and that sex was part of their study of religious doctrines.
Reuters' Grace Lee reporting. 5 days of protests by tens of thousands of students angry over the tragic deaths of two students have largely cut off the capital Dhaka and the rest of Bangladesh as the demonstrations are asking for and demanding safer roads. The protests began last Sunday after two college students were struck and killed by a pair of buses. The leader of the Bangladesh Road Transport Workers Federation said bus operators would stay off the streets until security there improves. Handful of buses were attacked during the protest. A U.S. federal judge says the Trump administration has sole responsibility to reunite migrant children with their parents. AP's Mike Gracia reports.
A federal judge said Friday the responsibility for reuniting hundreds of migrant children with parents from whom they were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border is on the U.S. government. U.S. District Judge Dana Sabra said in a conference call it is 100% the responsibility of the administration. In a court filing, the Justice Department says the State Department has begun talks with foreign governments on how the administration can aid the reunification efforts. There are more than 500 still separated children, including 410 with parents outside the United States. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Also here in the United States, officials have closed their investigation of the deadliest mass shooting in modern U.S. history, concluding the gunman acted alone with no discernible motive. The local sheriff in Las Vegas, Nevada, says the shooter, Stephen Paddock, who in October of 2017 killed 58 people, injured more than 800 others by firing into a concert crowd, was an otherwise, in his words, unremarkable man with a troubled mind. Paddock was found dead in his hotel room of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound following the shooting. He was 64. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.